All right, welcome everyone. It's Tuesday evening in Ireland, Scotland, UK, and elsewhere in Europe. And this is Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts. I really need to get used to this new schedule. It's just 4 p.m. over here in America, and in the Eastern anyways. And I normally come on about 7 p.m. in the East, and I've changed my schedule around here lately, and I just need to get used to it. I rushing around and trying to get things done and tried to get back here, and I got back right at 4 p.m., 9 p.m. in Ireland there, and got the computer on and brought up Skype and brought up the broadcaster and grabbed it just in time. About a minute or so late, but I'm on air. I'm going to be playing some tunes and saying some things, and might even have a special guest come on and say a few things for a little bit. Not sure. Anything. Anyone is welcome to come on. Anybody that has my Skype in the network. I will type it in the chat, and I will also say it out here. Yeah, lucky sod, 4 p.m. 8 p.m. I thought it was 9 p.m. there, Laurie. Anyways, I thought you were 5 hours ahead of me. Anyways, I'm going to type my Skype in the chat, and anybody that doesn't have it, they're welcome to grab it. If you don't have Skype, download it, and it's quite easy to set up if you have a teenager or something like that, or if you know how to do it yourself. Download Skype and come on and talk about some things. But it's Super Big Bad Man 1, just like my chat name, but with a 1 on the end. Super Big Bad Man 1. I'll type that right in here. Anyone that doesn't have it, welcome to download Skype and come on and talk about some things. I was going to talk about some things also, and who knows? Anybody wants to come on, they're more than welcome to. I'm gonna put another tune on and get all set up and see what happens. Gotta find something anyways. Jeez, I seem to play that song a lot. So anyways, I'm going through the... here we go. Be right back in a few minutes, everyone. And welcome back, everyone, after that little short introduction there, talking, and another little song. It seems I do have a very special guest coming on here to the show. I hadn't even planned on doing any kind of a guest today. I was just going to try to wing it. I'm always looking to further my radio skills, as they might be called, allegedly anyways. But I did message someone, and that guest is willing to come on. So I want to introduce and welcome back to the network, Kira Young. Welcome, Kira.
Hey, thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's good. That's good. You said you would come on for a little bit and talk about a few things. I know this is a little bit weird because there was a big brouhaha back last fall in that, and some things happened, and you went away, but now you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. And basically, I had gone away for a little bit and then came back again before the brouhaha. And it was, it was just Thomas Sheridan's old games of putting me on a network and then, pumping me full of false information about that network, just to screw with me. And, my punishment for having King Scribe on my last show with People's Internet Radio was for Thomas to publish my private messages with his sock puppet account, Mark McMark, where I'm parodying back Thomas's narrative about Venn.
Yeah.
So here's a man that's so sick that he has multiple sock puppet accounts in order to control the narrative. So I fell victim to that, but I didn't believe any of those things that were put out. I mean, in fact, I had deprogrammed myself from his whole bullshit narrative in order to come back the first time. So it was just two Cluster B personalities, very bored and wanting to mess with my world. The other Cluster B personality would, be Carrie Lee. And everybody saw how she denounced Thomas Sheridan and then kind of forced me to take sides. And so I took her side and then she dumped me. And I had this sinking feeling. Those two planned the whole thing just to mess with me. I had this sinking feeling the whole time. But of course, I didn't go around saying it because I would look like, you know, the crazy scorned woman or something. And but as it turns out, they're buddies again. Which to me means they've been buddies the whole time. And it was just something to...
Thomas and Carrie Lee?
Yes. Yes, oh. Thomas announced on his page, there's no conspiracy theory. They apologized, meaning her and her husband apologized. So he forgave them. And, you know, that's really funny because her husband really has nothing to apologize for. And he's not even online. She uses his Facebook account as her own sock puppet account.
Yeah.
So it's not even him that's communicating through that account.
Yeah.
And he made sure to tell me that he doesn't use that account when I met him in person. So.
Yeah. I wanted to say, I know you're at work there, Kira, and it sounds like you're on your mobile Skype there, but I wanted to tell Sean McGuire, yes, we are talking about Thomas Charlatan.
Charlatan, yes, Charlatan. Indeed.
Yeah, that was the little nickname Sean's given him, I guess. But
he's played a lot of games, and I hear he's going to be at Alternative View
AV,
this year.
Yeah, AV7.
Yeah, and he had promised me he would get me in there, so I guess that fell through.
Yeah. Well, the way I understand it, Kira, there are some other very good speakers that he has thrown under the bus that are going to be there. And I kind of wonder if they actually know that. If they actually know what he's been saying about some of them.
Yeah, it's until you, I mean, you sound like a crazy person when you're like, look, he is Mark McMark. Mark McMark is the sock puppet account he uses to say all the things that he can't say and to start these smear campaigns that he starts against people. They're all started through the Mark McMark account, but he's got several other sock puppets, both male and female. Russell McElvey is another one, and a woman with pink hair named Tansy, that's also him.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because in the beginning when he was sharing my work and supporting me, and basically his Facebook page acts like a cult. And so all of the sock puppet accounts and his hardcore cult members or followers love bombed me in the beginning and shared my work and told me how brilliant I was and how wonderful I was and everything. And then in the end, once he made that announcement, like, okay, let's all attack Kira now. She's a federal agent. Then they all went on their little rampage on Threads, just saying whatever, joking about me getting killed and what have you. But before the announcement was made, all of those suck puppet accounts stopped sharing my work and stopped liking it and stuff during the discard phase. So I knew that was him, or they were just extensions of him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's pretty sick shit, man. I mean, it's, you just can't make this shit up. It's really out there stuff.
Well, I doubt if I could spend a penny to buy his book or anything like that. But if I got past it, I would actually read it. I've been given, I don't know, about 50 books over the past 3+ years doing this, Kira. And, you know, I've opened up about 3 or 4 of them and haven't finished any of them. But I think I would have to take some time off, maybe a couple of weeks, and actually read his book.
Yeah, yeah. And just try to sort through the
bull, yeah.
The bull from the gems. And, you know, what's really amazing is that here we have, you know, a pretty textbook narcissist who's an expert on psychopaths, you know. How wonderful, you know, he can really just have as many targets as he pleases on available to him that are already wounded by psychopaths. And, yeah, it's... out of the frying pan into the fire. I did with that one, with that.
Certainly.
But yeah,
certainly.
I would highly recommend reading his books.
just to study what he's all about. Anyways, even if it, the information is nothing but bull, just to study his thoughts and all that. Yeah.
Absolutely, because you know what? I used all of his advice in his books to fight him in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's no contact ever again. That's brilliant. No contact ever again. That's a great way to handle a cluster B. Uh-huh. You never contact them. And then when they try everything in the book and go on a 5-month smear campaign, you have no response.
Right.
And because why would you respond to something so ridiculous?
Right.
And the truth is always revealed in the end. So.
Well, yeah, I know very, very little about narcissism and bullies or that kind of stuff or psychology. You know, I kind of look at it amateurishly and study it amateurishly, but I do know that people that seek attention, if you ignore them, it blows their mind. They can't fear. What I have learned about narcissism and narcissist, if you ignore them and if you stop following them and paying attention to them, like unfriend them on Facebook or Twitter, whatever it happens to be, they blow a gasket.
Yes, that's because of the narcissistic injury.
Yeah,
because by ignoring them or your own personal sovereignty is a narcissistic injury to a narcissist. So by me no longer using my time to have anything to do with them, that's an injury. So that's a weakness that a narcissist has. That's a dead giveaway.
Sure.
And that's how throughout the whole smear campaigning, I realized, wow, this guy's a narcissist because he couldn't stop himself from raging about the situation. And I have this sort of theory that in a way he must idolize the psychopath because they don't have that burden of narcissistic injury. They can just move right on to the next target with no thought or
I heard many years ago these celebrities in Hollywood, they get followed by the paparazzi, they get followed by the reporters and the photographers, and sometimes they're bothered. But then other times when they start to lose appeal out there in the public's eye, they will have one of their little aides or groupies or followers or whatever actually call these paparazzi and tell the reporters and the photographers where this celebrity is going to be to get some sort of a attention brought upon themselves.
So perhaps this whole reuniting of Thomas and Carrie Lee is all a ploy just to get attention, because they're not getting enough attention. So
certainly,
maybe we should just ignore them.
Certainly. Well, just like look at the mainstream media, Kara, what they happen to pass off as news and interviews and stuff like that. When you turn on their networks on the TV, they're bickering back and forth, calling each other names, creating strife and controversy. I guess people eat that kind of stuff up, but I don't personally myself. I've never really cared for the shows like Jerry Springer or some of the others. I don't even know some of the names of them actually right now. Maury Povich, I'm sorry. I guess that's another. Two of the biggest out there. I've never really cared for them. Oprah Winfrey started out that way. And now she's a TV, I don't know what she does actually, but she doesn't do that kind of stuff anymore. But that's how she started out too.
Yeah, it's probably some sort of primal something. I mean, certainly people that I thought were good people seem to have, you know, here's the biggest lie, I guess, that you could say that Thomas tells people about narcissists and psychopaths is that they don't work together. They absolutely do work together. Mm-hmm. And especially narcissists run in packs.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the head narcissist. And a lot of his hardcore cult members are also probably many of them covert narcissists who get off on watching him destroy people on a daily basis on his Facebook page. I mean, that's what sort of sickened me and turned me off and said, you know what, I'm going to finally just walk away here, is that I just got tired of, you know, first of all, watching him tear people to shreds for no apparent reason on his page. And then also, there's so much disinformation on that page presented as though it's factual or truthful, you know, like the 1940s or whatever it was, Reefer Madness stuff that was coming off of his page, just straight out of the, you know, U.S. government handbook from 1940.
Propaganda.
It was straight up propaganda. Like,
I remember what you're talking about. I remember being in junior high, actually, probably in the, you know, early 70s. They would take us all into the library or some sort of a room. I mean, sometimes they did it right in our classroom. They would bring the projectors out and put the reel-to-reel films in, and they would show people smoking pot and getting up on top of roofs and jumping off.
Right, yeah.
Pure propaganda.
Like, no truthful basis to it whatsoever. And I mean, he'd say stuff like, what about all the mass murders that have happened? You know, like people are in their houses, like hitting the bong and going out and killing people afterwards. You know, it's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And people are like, yeah, you know, let's engage it as though this is some sort of really serious, you know, critique that is based on something other than the flights of fancy of some loser who gets off on, you know, messing with people's heads.
Well, certainly. You know, I do realize that there are different types of personalities in people. There's the addictive personality. You know, there's the, well, there's the narcissist. There's just literally, I don't know how many, dozens maybe, or hundreds. I don't study that much, but I was going somewhere and then I lost my thought. But
well, I'll tell you something about the addictive personality. Everybody struggles with addictions.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone. If anybody tells you they don't have a problem with addiction, we all have different types of addictions. And, you know, the way that we're judged is whether our addiction is legal or not, which is dumb. An addiction's an addiction. If it's destructive to you and your family, you know, that's something that should be dealt with, whether it's legal or illegal. It's an addiction, you know, and it's not just drugs. People can be addicted to food. People can be addicted to sex. People can be addicted to shopping, gambling, all kinds of things.
Well, I wonder, you know, this is just my thoughts and my mind or whatever, but I kind of wonder if, or since society has changed in the last 200 years, whether the addictions are more prevalent now than what they ever were, because, well, let's face it, there was small communities back a couple hundred years ago. People farmed, people lived in, families lived together. You know, grandpa and grandma owned the house. Mom and dad still lived at home, and the children lived at home. Everybody was a community. You being part indigenous American Indian, your people lived that way. A lot of Europeans lived that way. Just a lot of people all over the planet lived that way. And things started changing, you know, around 200 plus years ago, and societies changed and people change, but their mindsets haven't really changed.
Yeah, well, you know, I think about that too, but I think there's probably just as much addiction now as there was then, because what we're finding out about addiction is that it's really a response to trauma. And it depends on the severity of the trauma and the whatever you have access to, depends on what you get addicted to.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's... You know, and there's never been a shortage, I don't think, really, of trauma, except for maybe if we go back to some sort of, you know, anarchist utopia of some sort, you know, back in prehistory before, you know, the psychopaths started taking over. But other than that, everybody's got a trauma that they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And so, and everybody has addictions they're dealing with. So in my book, pick the ones that don't kill you, you know?
Pick the ones that don't try to steal everything that you have too, right?
Yeah. Pick the one that doesn't have a lethal dose, you know, and there's only one that doesn't have a lethal dose. So there's only one substance that you can pick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to physically addict you or kill you with a lethal dose. So
right.
Yeah. And it might make your arthritis feel better and clear up your glaucoma a little bit and adjust your attitude.
Yeah. So you are at work, but I think I heard the door open and I hear some birds in the background. You must be outside outside doing something.
Yes, I went out to the veranda.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's birds and stuff. Anybody who's on my Facebook page, I posted a video of me in the hummingbird garden at my house and there's just dozens of hummingbirds all coming up real close to me, and it's a really cool video if you get a chance to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to admit to you also and tell you that the chat has just been going crazy. Absolutely nuts since you've been on. Thomas Charlatan this, Thomas Charlatan that, Thomas this, Thomas that. He thinks he's an A-list superstar, Sean. It drove me a little nuts. I think it was the other day or whatever. I'd have to go back into Facebook and find out what it was, but it's been all about the attack People's Internet Radio and attack Vinnie Byrne all this year. And, you know, I had respected everyone else in the network and had left it alone. But now it seems, you know, it's time to fight back, I think.
We need to consolidate against this ridiculous BS that's going on.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stand for this anymore. I think people are catching on. A lot of people just see the videos that he's got out there, and then they don't follow him on his Facebook page. So they don't really realize, you know, how much of a bully he is and how insulting he is to people on the rig. Not just like, you know, when he's got PMS or something, a bad day. Like, everybody has a bad day where they might say stuff that they normally wouldn't say, but this is a constant thing that is just, nobody needs that in their life.
Well, I do want to pose a scenario out there also. A lot of people don't know, but there are some prominent people that, you know, they were kind of like the B and the C list people out there. One of them happens to be Bill O'Reilly. He started out in local TV and stuff like that, and then he worked his way up to, I think it was Entertainment Tonight or something like that, back in the 80s, if you can remember that. And then,
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, there is still a video out there on YouTube where he did a piece on JFK murder. He put his little, in air quotations, conspiracy theories out there. You know, he didn't go along with the narrative, the official fairy tale, if you will, on Lee Oswald killing Kennedy. And that piece is, like I said, still out there on YouTube. Somebody downloaded it, and it's downloaded and downloaded and downloaded and put up on YouTube. And, you know, you attack the system, and the system has two choices. They can either bring you up on or silence you somehow. But the system doesn't really want to. They don't really want to come out and kill people that are not going along with the program. They would rather laugh at you right now and poke a finger and call you a name. But some people that do have the right kind of connections, the right family backgrounds, or whatever it happens to be, the right secret societies, they get brought up and they're taken along for the ride. You know, they go along with the program, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly is one of the biggest.
They'll speak just as enough truth to hook you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, I'm not saying this is Thomas Sheridan's little stick or whatever, but there has to be some kind of a payoff. Why he's bringing these lies up. Why he's bringing all this propaganda up.
I've thought about that too. You know, what's up with that? And and then, you know, if you look at everything that he rails against, at one time or another, he'll actually do that very thing that he's railed against. So I was like, wow, how can people not notice this? And they don't. And then his constant thing is like, everybody's an agent. So, I mean, who's the agent? When you look at how narcissists deflect, they often project exactly what they're doing onto you.
Yeah.
Well, there's that's two, what he does. That's what Carrie Lee does. I mean, she went around telling people that I went to visit her in an $80,000 car and that I planted bugs in her house. I have a 14-year-old car that I inherited from my grandfather when he died. If I could sell it for $80,000, you know what? I would. Even though it's my grandfather's car, I'd still get that 80 grand for that.
Uh-huh.
And really, is she that important that the United States government needs to send an agent to bug her home? Nope. She's not.
Right.
She's not.
Right.
So, you know, these people with weird paranoid fantasies, they have to make themselves feel important with these stories. But, you know, some of them are very convincing, because I know people that were convinced that later came to me and said, wow, like, I'm an idiot for believing. It's so, so out there. You know, and that's how
that's the thing.
I found out.
That's really the sad thing about today's society, Kara. I don't know how many federal employees that there are here in America, you know, probably a few hundred thousand or a few million or whatever the case happens to be, or whether you work for some sort of a corporation. I don't mean you personally, but you as a metaphor. You might work for KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root. It doesn't mean you're a bad man or a bad woman. You might work for the FBI. That still doesn't mean you're a bad man or a bad woman.
Yeah, and where I live, it's about 80 miles away from Washington, D.C., and it's in a really rural area. And your choices are the government, which you can actually live and not eat food-like substances, you know, like eat real food and live on a government salary. Or you can work for Walmart and starve to death.
I like the way you said food-like substances.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Because that's all you can afford working for Walmart. You know, it's not ideal, but we all have to make choices, you know, and I'm, you know, this is the choice I made. So, but I help people. I work for the one agency that helps people when they're in the worst possible place in their life. So despite the fact, you know, we help people despite the bureaucracy and the BS.
Uh-huh.
So, if anyone wants to make a conspiracy out of that, you know, go for it. I'm a secretary. I don't have any power. But I also have a high IQ and an advanced degree, and I like to talk about philosophy, and I got into radio to share that you can heal.
Well, that's the reason.
You can heal from psychopathic abuse. You can heal. For me, I healed my fibromyalgia by diagnosing myself with celiac disease because none of the doctors caught it. You know, so I just want to share information. You know, I'm not, and my pictures of flowers and birds, you know, I'm like a really simple person.
Well, I have to tell you, Kara, I think that's the reason why Thomas went after you, because you're a strong, intelligent woman.
Yeah, there's definitely an issue with women there. And I think he picked me to groom me so that I would make him look better to women, I guess. Because if you look underneath it all, there's a lot of, you know, misogyny there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was to soften that blow, I guess, for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I do recall one thing that was said. I just seen it the other day. It was something about you, actually. It had something to do with, well, she's a federal agent. And at the end, he wrote down there, who do you believe, me or a Fed? And I thought, really? Playing the authority figure there, wasn't he?
Right, right. Yeah. And what am I saying that's not to be believed, that you can't see with your own eyes? And in fact, I will say, don't believe me. Go check it out yourself.
That's right. That's right.
Because I don't care if you believe me or not.
Yep.
You know, it is what it is. So, yeah, I'm not engaging, and nor is my husband, who they've gone on, you know, racist rants against him. My husband, who's native, full native, called him like, you know, sits on the couch with a remote or something like that, you know, really. Uh-huh. Just offensive shit to try to get, draw him out, and then go, look, she has her husband fight her battles for her. Nope.
Yeah.
My husband's like, you got this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what did he almost come out and say, Kira's husband sitting on the couch watching TV with a bottle of whiskey or anything like
that? Yeah, I mean, pretty much that, even though he's 30 years sober. But yeah, it was that sort of stereotypical stuff to try to draw him out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not engaging either. He's not the slightest bit interested. And you know, luckily I married someone who will allow me to make my own mistakes and, you know, not say I told you so too much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But no, he was like, you know what? I never liked that motherfucker. Just so you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same with Carrie too. He's like, I never liked her either. So, but you know, live and learn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I know you're outside and you are at work and you said you're just chilling there, but I'll keep you on. But I don't want to keep you on also either. I don't want to keep you from work. And so,
yes, I should get back.
Okay.
Well, my thing.
I did want to try to be the first to bring you on and welcome you back to the network.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. And everyone will be hearing you very, very soon. Let me get a good song to put on. So we can talk during a little break here and say goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. All right, everyone. That's a good little talk with Kira. Always liked her. I don't know. I just always liked her. It was really, really, I was really saddened to see her go. And I'm glad things have worked out and she's back. So that's a good little spot for a song, everyone. Kira Young, she'll be doing the show some particular time. They're going to work out the particulars, her and Vin. She'll be back on soon, so I'll be right back. All right, and welcome back after that nice little break there and that nice chat with Kira. Welcome back. Welcome back, Kira. I know she's not listening. She's not in the chat, but I'm going to give her a copy of this podcast, and she can do what she pleases with it. Listen to it later or do whatever. Pass it out there. But that was a couple songs, one by Creed called Weathered, and one by Rammstein, however you want to say that, and Gal. I think the English translation might be Angel. I'm not positive. I don't speak German, but I like both of those groups, and I like the song. So anyways, I wanted to continue on here. It's right going at 10 p.m. over there in Ireland. 5 p.m. here in the Eastern. I wanted to welcome, I believe we have a new listener, Patricia Jane Clift, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to go through the list here, everyone. Got a nice chat on today. Are you addressing me, Brian, Darby7, Duncan Brown? I just got connected with one listener. Not going to say any names, so maybe they'll come on and talk sometime. Said he can't at the moment, but Elmont 321. Sorry about that, everyone. Eugene McFall, Free as a Bird, Freeman Jack, Gary, Hugh, Jim Bob, John McCann, Lord, Laurie, Mahatma Coat, and my boots. Mosey Eye, Newman, Noel, Obi-Wan. Ah, good to see you in the chat. Patty Bronson, Patricia Jane Clift, Salma Soller, myself, Captain Ray, and Vin. I'm going to turn that phone off just in case it rings again. Sorry for the silence there, everyone. Oh, come on. There it goes. It's not going to ring again on me. Anyways, I want to continue on with the show. I still have another hour. Hello, Brian. I guess by now, I know last week I was referring to him, to Thomas Sheridan as he and him, but the cat's out of the bag. So anyways, yes, well, you're very welcome, Patricia. I wanted to continue on with talking about this. I did mention Nakira there, talking to her. I don't recall the entire situation, but it was some sort of a Facebook post. He did talk badly about Kira. And sure, Kira does work for the federal government. But, you know, as I mentioned, not every single man and woman that works for the federal government is doing bad things. They're doing evil things. I mean, criminally. I'm certainly not the smartest man in the world, not by any stretch of the means, but people have to be retarded have to have something wrong with their brain. Total retardation or some sort of a sickness to believe that each and every man and woman that works for any government, whether it be the American government or the Irish government or the British government, is doing evil things, doing bad things. It just isn't so. No one on this planet could convince me of otherwise. I don't care who it is. It just isn't so. But for Thomas Sheridan to end his post with some sort of a sentence like that, who do you believe, me or a Fed? It's totally idiotic, ludicrous, whatever other kind of adjective someone can come up with. It just isn't so. I believe in my heart, the reason we still have 7.4 billion people on this planet is because so many people don't have this retardation in their brain to try to demonize another group, because that is one of their biggest weapons. The people that do put out this propaganda, first they have to demonize a group, whether it be a Muslim group or a Christian group or whatever the case happens to be. That's their MO, their modus operandi, standard operating procedure. They have to demonize the group in order to gain support from the people. Every single 10-horned dictator from day one has done this. Demonize a group, and you try to get justification from the people. The people give justification with this demonization. We've been seeing this demonization for the past 20 plus years now. I don't know, 25, 26 over here in America, ever since the first Gulf War invasion, 1991. They rolled out the propaganda, and they demonized the Iraqi people, Saddam Hussein. Yeah, you're right about that, Patricia. Fed is deaf spelled backwards, and I do believe Tommy cannot hear us. Not sure what that means, but, oh, Thomas Sheridan, okay. He has his minions listening to us. I'm sure he's being told. But, yeah, thank you for that, Patricia. Anyways, back to the discussion there. They've been demonizing the Muslims and the Iraqis for over here in America for quite a while now. And I believe that reason is because they started to see the signs back in the mid to late 70s that communism was kind of falling to the wayside over there in Russia. The economic signs and the signs of shows the strength of a government. It was the economic and the military. They were starting to suffer over there in Russia. And the CIA, Zbigniew Brzezinski, this is still on video also. People can search that up. He went over with a bunch of his minions and started to recruit the Islam, started to recruit the tribes over there to pretty much attack Russia. And that's what they did. One of those people that they recruited was Osama bin Laden, and this is on tape too. He was actually a CIA asset. A lot of people just don't know that. His CIA code name was Tim Osman. They funded him, trained him, and supported him. And then they started to demonize him after he allegedly broke ties with the CIA and the American government and started attacking Western interest. You know, it's just a silly little game. It's called problem, reaction, solution. You go into an area, create strife, and blame it on your opponent. It's really a game that needs to be revealed and needs to get people to learn what it is, to know what it is. It really needs to be stopped. I know me and Kira were talking about narcissism and narcissist. That's the one thing that they really don't want people to do, is to not pay attention to them. I keep saying it over and over and over again on air. If we stop feeding this beast, we stop paying attention to it, and start doing our own thing, start governing ourselves, they will become irrelevant inside 6 months. Stop voting. I used to not get that little mantra that they would say, if you don't vote, you don't have anything to complain about. And it is just the opposite, because until you come to the realization that both sides of government are working together, you will still vote for your lesser of two evils. And if you're still voting for the lesser of two evils, they're still gaining strength and power. So just don't vote for it. Just don't go for the baloney. Just don't go for the bull. Not voting is your voice. I know, for the lack of a better term, I think if you're voting, you're asking for your own, you're telling them to cut your own throat. You're virtually asking them to cut your throat. It's really a shame. It's gonna take a lot to, it's not gonna be easy to beat this system. It really isn't. So I'm gonna put maybe at least one more song on and see if anybody else would like to come on and talk about some things, and I'm gonna respond to some more messages in that, and we'll be right back in a few minutes, everyone. All right, I'm back, and it seems I'm in a bit of a mood. It seems I'm in a bit of a mood. But I think sometimes I need to be in a bit of a mood. I think sometimes a lot of us need to be in a bit of a mood. I do want to ask, now that I had a bit of a exchange back and forth with Patricia Jane Cliff there, I'd like to ask her what she thinks of People's Internet Radio and how she actually found out about it. I know it's going to take a few seconds for the lag to get to her, and it'll take a little bit of a time to get her to type some things, but I think someone also welcomed another listener to the chat. I don't recall who it was now, but I need to look down in the chat and see who else is new that I don't actually recognize. And I can't seem to, well, I am partly too there, Patricia, so I guess that's a good enough reason for me. But there was someone else, I don't know who it was, but they got welcomed into the chat, so welcome also to People's Internet Radio. I know this is quite easy to do. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of us out there doing this. Hundreds and hundreds of stations. So I invite anyone to, if they got a laptop or desktop or whatever, to get a Skype. Don't even need a really good microphone or a camera or anything. Just get out there and look for groups. Look for things to, look for people that want to talk about things. I know a lot of people do want to talk about things. We do need to talk about things. I think that's the only way to defeat this system, is to turn your television off and go talk to your neighbors. I know we hear that a lot, but I think it is the truth. Talk to the people in your towns, in your cities, libraries, while you're standing in the checkout counter at the grocery store or the gas station. I find myself bringing up things, talking to people about things, and I have a lot of problems around here talking to people, but a lot of them don't want to listen. But it doesn't really matter, and it shouldn't dissuade us from trying to talk to people. I think that's the only solution. To be mind-numbed and go to your job however many days or however many hours it is a week and not talk about these issues. Go home and turn your television on and get your daily programming. It really seems to be quite easy for a lot of people to do that, not to trust their gut or their heart and look into these things. I know it gets said all too often that we are an age of information, the internet age. There is so much knowledge and so much information at your fingertips, and people do have the ability to sift through the crap, to sift through the disinformation. They just have to get a feel for it. They just have to search what is real and what is not. Because believe me, there is a lot of disinformation out there. I've been talking about, I don't know if he's a disinformation agent or not. I really don't. I have a gut feeling that he's fooling a lot of people. I have a gut feeling that he's giving a lot of disinformation to people. He's attacking a lot of the wrong people, I think. Oh, that's okay, Ray. I'll let you call in if you want. haven't heard from you in a while there, Ray. Why don't you call in? I had your Skype on my old account. I'm not sure if I got him. I'm not sure if I got you, Ray, on the new account or not. I think I might, but I think I've only spoken to you once, Ray, and it'd be good to hear from you again. But anyways, if I do run out of steam, I'll just put another Rammstein tune on. I don't know, or somebody else. But what is it going to take to get two people that still vote for this system to choose either the left door or the right door that leads you to the slaughterhouse? What is it going to take? I don't know. I hope it don't take a full out catastrophe, some sort of a cataclysmic event. I've heard, I know I talked about Osama bin Laden before I took the break there a few minutes ago. There was some sort of information out there that when they supposedly captured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and he told them under one of his interrogations, under one of his 187 waterboardings, that allegedly Osama bin Laden had been given some briefcase nukes from the Russian or the Russian mob or something like that. He had come in contact with some briefcase nukes. So allegedly Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden have some briefcase nukes. So what are they going to do? Plant some dirty bombs in some big cities or something like that? And I'm talking about the CIA, of course. The CIA does control some of the terrorist groups. It's come out. People can look that stuff up. Ah, you're recovering from an addiction, huh? A denier addiction? Okay. Your subscription to Lady Boy Monthly. That's a good one there, Ray. I don't think that's too much information. But anyways, I know it's quite quick, and I have lost my train of thought. I look down at the chat and lose where I'm at. But I'm gonna put one more song on and look for some more things to say. Okay, I got some thoughts. I just needed a quick break there. I wanted to bring up, it was yesterday, Vin put up a post. It was some sort of an exchange between Thomas and other people. This was the exchange I was kind of referring to. I think one of the exchanges where he is talking about Kira. And he says she's a federal agent, or she works for the American federal government. So then he goes on it to say, who do you believe, me or a Fed? And Vin put up the post. Below is a perfect example of a type of nefarious tactic Mr. Sheridan attempts to adopt, the victim consciousness persona. Even though he was the one that attacked first, this, as he and his followers will recognize, is known as gaslighting. Gaslighting is a way to, it's more or less like a way to bring support to your side. Gaslighting is attacking someone and claiming that you're being attacked. I guess in essence, it's pretty much like a false flag that governments perpetrate on people. Gaslighting is an attempt of one person to overwrite another's personal reality. There's a good chance that you know more about gaslighting than a lot of therapists do. Anyways, that's what this one site I found. It says 10 things I've learned about gaslighting as an abuse tactic. Every day, oddly enough, it says everyday feminism is the name of the site. Not that I'm a feminist or anything, but I don't know. I'm just going to read this over, look it over, say some things about it. But it says Wikipedia told me that it came from an old movie where the main character makes charges the environment and then insists to his victim that she is simply imagining these charges. I'm going to look into this a little bit more. gaslighting tends to follow when intimidation is no longer accepted. I believe that gaslighting is happening culturally and interpersonally on an unprecedented scale, and that this is the result of societal framework where we pretend everyone is equal while trying simultaneously to prevent inequality. I think I'm going to look into this site here, but I'm also going to look into other things about gaslighting. Manipulating and gaslighting are distinctive behaviors. Maybe a better way to put this is that gaslighting is a type of manipulation. Well, there we are, getting into the meat of the argument. But not the only type. Manipulation usually centers around a direct or indirect threat that is made in order to influence another person's behavior. Gaslighting uses threats as well, but has the goal of actually changing who someone is, not just their behavior. I think I'm going to also look into some peer-reviewed material, as well as this here, on gaslighting. It does seem to be a form of rhetoric. I'm not sure which logical fallacy this would fall under. With more research, it could become more relevant which one it is, which I'm sure that there's quite a few different forms of rhetoric and logical fallacies that are used in the gaslighting effect. Number three here, it says gaslighting. Wait a minute. I'm going to go ahead and continue reading on number two some more. Manipulation usually centers around a direct or indirect threat that is made in order to... Okay, I'm sorry. I already read that. It's important to recognize that gaslighting and garden variety manipulations are not the same. Both will degrade your self-esteem, but gaslighting will actually damage your trust in yourself and your experience of reality. Gaslighting does not always involve anger or intimidation. It does seem to with Thomas Sheridan, though. There's a book out there called The Gaslighting Effect. The book The Gaslighting Effect refers to a type of gaslighting called glamour gaslighting. This is where the gaslighter shows you with special attention, but never actually gives you what you need. They put you on a pedestal, but then you're not there. In fact, they may get angry at you when you need a shoulder to cry on. That's pretty interesting. It becomes difficult after a while to identify why it is that you feel so alone and hollow. In another type of gaslighting, the gaslighter is always transformed into a victim. Whenever you bring up a problem, you find yourself apologizing by the end of the conversation. Every gaslighter relationship is different, but for me, there is a very special pattern. I would say something to him. Okay, this is just getting off track here a little bit. It's normal not to be able to remember what happened. There are distinct stages, and these stages can progress after the relationship is over. Okay, this is kind of going off track here a little bit. Not really giving me what I need, so I am going to look into and try to find some peer-reviewed material on gaslighting. Some actual psychology, something actually that'll give me a little bit better sense of what is going on with gaslighting. But I also think that Thomas Sheridan is playing the sham victim. So maybe that is the psychological manipulation he's using, is the sham victim. He goes on the attack and then claims that he's being attacked. And a lot of people, a lot of his followers, they probably don't even know what it is, and they probably don't even care what it is. They don't even know that they're being messed with, and they don't even care. But anyways, Thomas Sheridan is going to the alternative view. I think there's some sort of event called AV7. Maybe it sounds like it's the seventh one that they've had, or seventh one that they are having. And I don't know how many of these people that are going to be speaking at that event know what he's saying about them. I know that's one of the things that Venn is trying to reveal, one of the things that all of us are trying to reveal. He's going to this event, and he's attacking a lot of the people that are speaking there. So I am going to put on another tune and try to look something else up, try to look some better material up on gaslighting and also the sham victim. Be right back, everyone, in just a few minutes. All right, welcome back, everyone. This is just the last 5 or 6 minutes. I am being barraged everywhere with messages on my cell phone, a text, being called. Just messages coming in everywhere from all types of people, just all types of things. Somebody probably just heard my Skype going off there. Anyways, I'm going to try to finish up here and try to continue on with this last few minutes of gaslighting. I don't have any subscriptions to any types of peer-reviewed sites or anything. I guess I could go into my college curriculum and get back into my college resources and do some research there. But a couple of sites I tried to get into and tried to search something, they wanted me to sign up, and I didn't want to do it just at this moment. Might end up doing it anyways, but I do want to talk about gaslighting more and look more into it. The only thing I did search up on psychologytoday.com, I guess that's kind of like a blog or something, Robin Stearns, PhD. I don't know if she happens to run this particular blog here or whether she's just a contributor, but there is a little something about gaslighting here. The gaslight effect and how to spot and survive the hidden manipulations other people use to control your life. Sounds like a book or something. But I do want to look into gaslighting and also the sham victim more. The sham victim is a bullying tactic. The bully pretends to be a victim. Basically, a lot of it what it boils down to. And it sounds a lot like what Thomas Sheridan is doing. Sorry, I'm not looking into the chat there right now. I was looking at something else. But anyways, there's only about 3 minutes left here. And I don't think anyone else is on after me. But it's going on 11 over there in Ireland and Scotland and UK and elsewhere in Europe. It's going on 6 p.m. here in the East in America. Going on 3 p.m. in the West in America. So I hope everybody is having a good evening. And I'd like to see someone else come on after me in the next couple of minutes here and do something else. Talk about some more things. Even if somebody out there, I know Vin says it all the time, on air. If you have some thoughts to say, if you have something to say, get a hold of him. He'll give you a slot on People's Internet Radio. Get out there and do your own thing. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. And yeah, we'll even put Thomas Sheridan on a slot. I think he might have had a slot on TNS one time. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, Vin just popped up and said he might come on. So that'd be nice. Maybe I can do a little bit of research. And who knows? Vin might talk about gaslighting or the sham victim. Nah, you can take it, Vin. I haven't had any dinner yet, and I want to get some dinner. So, I'll just drop it here in the next minute or so. It's all yours. Maybe he can explain some more about the sham victim. I want to look into it more, or gaslighting. From what I've read and what I've been looking at so far, they seem to coincide. They seem to work together, the sham victim and gaslighter. So who knows? Thanks for listening in, everyone, and hope you enjoyed talking to Kara. I did. Glad to see her back on the network. So, everyone, till next Tuesday, I'm Stephen Roberts, and this has been Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. Have a good night, everyone. Talk to you soon.